Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Any bug inside your home can sometimes be annoying, but most people are terrified of spiders. Nebraska Extension entomologist Jody Green says she understands the fear of spiders, but says for the most part, they're harmless and even beneficial in some cases.
Let's talk about some spiders that we may see in our home. Let's start with ones that have webs, because we often see those cobwebs around or those silk in the corners. So very common spider is a cellar spider. Some people may call those daddy long legs because they have really long legs, but they are spiders. They're often in the corners of rooms, and they're taking care of some of the little ants or tiny little flying pests or crawling pests that are in your home. So they're actually pretty good to have around. They will be upside down in their web, and they're very delicate looking, and they might shake their web a little bit if you get close, but those are completely harmless, and I think we can live in harmony with them because they are taking care of a lot of the little critters that we don't want around. Another one is the yellow sac spider. Sometimes they're in corners of like the wall where the walls meet and the wall to ceiling junctions. They have kind of a little pouch like silk and they'll hide in that. Sometimes they'll crawl around, people will catch them, but they're a yellowy, pale, almost white, transparent kind of color, and they have really dark tips on the ends of their feet. They're often found outside. People worry about them because they see them wandering around, but they are also very harmless. My suggestion for spiders is to get like a clear cup and maybe some junk mail, like a cardstock, put the cup over top, slide the paper underneath, and take that spider outside if you don't like it. Well, another common one in fall is the funnel weaver. We see those, they have like flat sheet webs, and then there's a little funnel off to the side, like a tube, and there's a spider hanging out in there waiting for something to land on that web. That is not a sticky web, so it's more of an indication. It feels the vibration and it comes out. They're very fast. They sometimes get under doors if there's a gap under there, and some of them will live in the homes. We call those like barn funnel weavers, and you can just vacuum those up, but you know, they're also not going to be aggressive towards people. I think the scariest ones for people that get very alerted to spiders are those wolf spiders, and they come in a variety of sizes. Most people think they're only the large spiders, but wolf spiders, they are active hunters or sit and wait hunters, so they don't have a web that, you know, they use to catch their prey. They kind of hide in the shadows and seek out their prey, or if some kind of crawling insect comes out, they will go grab it. Other times, male wolf spiders will be walking around looking for female wolf spiders, so they're the most active ones. Wolf spiders can be identified by their eye arrangement, so if we're looking at any picture, we want a picture of the body with the eyes. There are only two medically important spiders, and that's due to the venom and the reactions that our bodies can have to those, and that's the black widow spider and the brown recluse. For other spiders, we just want to either leave them alone. We don't want to squish them or have them trapped in our clothes against our skin. A lot of spiders are not big enough to actually, you know, penetrate our skin with their mouth parts. The larger spiders like wolf spiders or fishing spiders, they may, but we just want to not handle them. When you see spiders in your home, it's not an indication that your house is dirty or messy, but it may be that they have gotten in because of gaps under doors or windows or open doors. And also there's a few prey items that they could be looking to go after. So if they're enough food, it could be that's why they're there. So it may be spiders may be an indication of something else. As well, spiders will be attracted to homes that have a lot of bugs. So if you've got your lights on at night and you're attracting flying insects or other crawling insects and you have gaps under doors, they'll get in and the spiders will get in too.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.